Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Most foods that are made by the food manufacturers, a couple of things that's a problem. Yeah. Number one, calorie density is really high. Number two, and even worse, they are designed to light up your brain with pleasure, just like sex. You know, there's certain food, this. Right. If you open up this bag and just eat one handful and put it down, I can't do it.
There's no, not even possible. It's,
I mean,
no way.
And I'm almost, if somebody wants some, I'm like,
right.
All right, man. And you really don't even want to give it to him. Because you know why? Because this lights up your brain.
Yeah.
I mean, in a similar way that sex does, where it's like, I gotta have it.
Yeah.
I gotta have it. That's the way most foods are designed. Foods are designed by scientists. And they bring people in and they test them and they wire up their brain. Most of the foods that most Americans eat, that most people in developed nations eat, the calorie density is really high. So like this, you eat less than 3 ounces, and that's 400 calories.
Right.
Okay. And 44 ounces for the same calories.
Yeah.
So if you try to lose weight by eating foods where the calorie density is high, you hungry.
Got it.
You hungry.
Yeah.
If you eating foods where the calorie density is really low, just stop eating when you get full.
Wow. Yeah.
It's that simple. We don't take into consideration the long-term effects of what we eat and what we and what the true cost is.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
What's the true cost of not getting a heart attack?
Priceless.
That's what we're talking about.
Priceless.
So with all of the wealth building strategies that you share, you want to be around to enjoy this money for as long 100%. As possible.
100%.
And I want your followers, your listeners, your audiences to be as healthy as possible so you can spend, you can enjoy this all this money that you're making.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're making all this money and you're in a bed sick someplace, that ain't no fun.
No fun.
So focus on your wellness. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hey, wait. I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. 4 of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books. But I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video.
So welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Listen, y'all, a while back we did a show where we talked about my weight release. I don't like to say weight loss because anything you lose, you want it back. I don't want this back. We talked about my weight release journey. And so far, I don't know if y'all can tell by my shirt, but my shirt is extra big. Look, I got some space here. I've released over 20 pounds, but then I met this gentleman, and I was told that, guess what? You could eat whatever you like and still lose weight. No cutting carbs, no counting calories, no smaller meals. Today, we have National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coach who's passionate about helping people lose weight and teach them about the science behind how you can lose weight by eating more, Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Vince Roundtree in the building.
My brother, I appreciate that wind up. Appreciate the introduction.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited to be here, man.
Yes, sir.
And as a matter of fact, I just got to make one correction.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not eat whatever you want.
Okay.
But you can eat as much as you want.
Okay, there we go.
And that's a big difference. Because if you're eating the right things, you can lose weight by eating more food than you normally use. And that sounds crazy, right?
That don't make sense.
But I see it happening when I tell you all the time.
Yeah.
Once a month, we do these five-day weight loss challenges.
Yeah.
And we tell people exactly what you just said. Don't count calories. Don't cut carbs. Don't cut back your portion sizes. Eat as many times a day as you want. And in 5 days, you're going to lose weight. Mm. And on average, the people that go through this program lose 4 pounds in 5 days.
Wow.
And never hungry.
Wow. So look, I'm stunned, right? Because for me, losing or releasing this, I think I'm like 26 pounds, something like that.
Yeah.
In the last 2 months, though, right?
Yeah.
So it's still, you know, I'm proud of it.
Right.
Still great. I've been boxing.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I've been boxing a lot. So I'm doing a lot of cardio.
Right.
I'm playing basketball.
Right, right.
But word on the street is that in order to lose weight, 10% of it is about movement.
That's
90%
right.
is about food.
That's about right.
Talk to me about that science,
okay.
brother.
All right. So I bought a couple of props.
Yes.
That will help to make this point for me.
Yes.
All right. You ever see one of these before?
Yo. That's my favorite, though, too. Look. That's
you
the
like
ranch
the,
flavor.
You like the ranch flavor?
I love the ranch flavor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I make sure, like,
you know,
finger Lincoln.
Okay. How much does this bag weigh? This bag weighs 2¾ ounces.
Yeah.
All right. So there's less than 3 ounces of food in here.
Yeah.
All right. If you eat this, will you be full?
No way.
Not even close.
Like it's a gateway food to more food.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna eat that, and then now I'm gonna want the fried chicken.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So you can knock this out, smash it, no time flat, and you just as hungry as you was before you started, right?
Facts.
Okay. Yet you have consumed 400 calories.
Sheesh.
And you ain't full. You ain't even close to full.
Sheesh.
But you consume 400 calories. So your body got to deal with 400 calories.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right. That's this.
Yeah.
One. Two.
Yeah.
You got to eat two of these. You got to eat this.
Mm.
This is 44 ounces.
Wow.
To get the same calories as in this.
Wow.
Think about that for a second, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Think about that.
Yes, sir.
Can you eat this?
Probably not both of them.
Probably not both of them.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, if you're eating this, you eat as much as you want, and you stop because you're full.
Mm.
What I just said to you, brother.
Look.
What I just said to you.
Look.
What I'm saying is, if you apply that concept to everything you eat, you could eat as much as you want and still lose weight.
Yeah.
It don't make sense.
Wow.
And the reason why it doesn't make sense, because the concept is called calorie density.
Mm-hmm.
Different foods have different densities. Most of the foods that most Americans eat, that most people in developed nations eat, the calorie density is really high.
Mm-hmm.
So like this, you eat less than 3 ounces, and that's 400 calories.
Right.
Okay. And 44 ounces for the same calories.
Yeah.
So if you try to lose weight by eating foods where the calorie density is high, you hungry.
Mm, got it.
You hungry.
Yeah.
If you eating foods where the calorie density is really low, just stop eating when you get full.
Wow. Yeah.
It's that simple. So in my 5-day challenge, what we do is we put all food, we put a lot of foods on this big chart.
Yeah.
I did all the math. And on this chart is the calorie density, a food calorie density chart. Drew a red line and say, listen, just eat foods below the red line. Eat as much as you want.
Mm.
Watch how much weight you lose.
Mm.
It's really that simple.
Wow.
It's really that simple.
Wow.
The problem is
Most foods that are made by the food manufacturers, they are high in calories. They got a couple of things that's a problem. Yeah. Number one, calorie density is really high. Number two, and even worse, they are designed to light up your brain with pleasure, just like sex. Mm. You know, there's certain food, this. Right. If you open up this bag and just eat one handful and put it down,
yeah,
I can't do it.
There's not even possible. No way.
And I'm almost, if somebody wants some, I'm like,
right.
All right, man. And you really don't even want to give it to them. Because you know why? Because this lights up your brain.
Yeah.
I mean, in a similar way that sex does, where it's like, I gotta have it.
Yeah.
I gotta have it. That's the way most foods are designed. Foods are designed by scientists. And they bring people in and they test them and they wire up their brain. Literally.
Wow.
And they make foods that give you so much pleasure that it's like, man, I gotta have more.
Wow.
I gotta have more. And these are foods that are high in calorie density. It's the reason why 80%, look, 80% of the people around in this country are overweight or obese. 100%. Why? I mean, it ain't the people's fault. I mean, how's 80% going to be wrong?
Right.
It's because the way the food is. But if you eat foods that's below the red line, foods that are naturally grown, they don't have that type of effect on your body.
Wow.
You eat what you want and get full.
It's crazy that you say that because literally yesterday, I picked my daughter up from school. She has a snack bar at her school. And she bought a bag of Takis. I don't know if you know what Takis are, but Takis are like these corn chip, hot potato chips, right? And, you know, she left them in my car. I looked at it. I didn't really want it, but I looked at it, and it was something about the bag that said, just take one.
Yes.
Right? And so I went and I grabbed one, and I tasted it.
Yeah.
And it was so hot, I started choking, right?
Really?
But it was still good.
Yeah.
And I still grabbed another one.
Yeah.
I didn't want to grab another one. I didn't even really want it. And so is there science to the packaging? Because I always hear like McDonald's, the reason why they use the color red and yellow. Is there science behind packaging? Science behind the actual food? Like, is there science behind all of this stuff?
Yes.
Wow.
None of it is by chance. None of it is by chance.
Yeah.
There's a guy that wrote a book. The name of the book is Salt, Sugar, Fat.
Mm.
And he went to some food manufacturers. I'm thinking specifically Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And he interviewed the manufacturer on the guy that came up with the flavor for Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, how did you come up with it? He said, well, people have a certain combination of flavors that when it hits, it's like, I need more of that.
Yeah.
And so that's what they do. And they call it, the food manufacturers call that the bliss point.
Mm.
And when food hits the bliss point, you like, I need some more.
Yeah.
I need more. I need more. And that's how foods are manufactured. And so everything about the science of the package, even the stores that you walk, the grocery stores, they're not laid out by chance.
Right.
Everything is intentionally to get you to design for you to buy more.
Wow.
That's the way it works. So unless you have a plan and a strategy, if you just leave it to the winds of chance, the odds are really, really good that you're going to be overweight and you're going to have some chronic diseases.
Yeah. And so why not create foods that are good for you that could hit that bliss point? Why don't they create like a cantaloupe or watermelon or something that when I eat that, I'm like, oh.
So here's the thing. I would much rather you, and this will happen. The reason why you're looking for that is because that's what we are used to.
Yeah.
What is a much better strategy is after 2 weeks, certainly by 4 weeks of eating foods like this, like cantaloupe, like watermelon, like mashed potatoes, like sweet potatoes, like corn, like rice, like beans, like lentils, split peas, stuff that's seasoned and is good. I'm not talking about bland food. I'm talking about well-seasoned because herbs and spices have nutrient qualities as well.
Yeah.
Once you start eating like that and that becomes your norm,
yeah.
all of that that you are used to, that you're looking for, it starts to go away. Mm. And that's a better solution than, okay, so why not have the cantaloupe light up your brain? A better solution is you start eating foods like cantaloupes, like rice, like beans, like potatoes, that's well seasoned. Mm. Then the time will come when you just aren't wanting that food like that anymore. Mm, and right. Then in addition to the weight loss, your body starts healing itself. Mm. Blood pressure goes down. Cholesterol levels go down. If you got diabetes, glucose starts dropping.
Yeah.
We had a lady, and this one still blows my mind. We had a lady who has scheduled double knee replacement surgery.
Wow.
After 5 days of eating below the red line, she said, my knees just don't hurt. Mm. I canceled the surgery.
Wow. Wow.
Now, listen, I'm not guaranteeing anybody this going to happen, that this is just going to happen to everybody.
Yep.
But what I'm saying is it's possible. The reason why that happened to her, and the reason why most people that go through our program, their joint pain starts to go away, is because the level of, the baseline level of inflammation in the body starts to drop. And when inflammation starts to drop, joint pain and a lot of other different types of pain can go away.
I want to read something to you, because you just said something about diabetes. You just said something about inflammation. I got a message. I won't say who it's from, just to protect her privacy. But the message says, they asked me a question. Then they said, I actually just recently had to have my leg amputated due to a diabetic infection.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so as you just said that to me just now, I feel for her, you know?
Yeah.
This is a young person, too.
Yeah.
This is not, the person's not old. This is a young person. How does eating below the red line affect diabetes?
So thank you for asking me that question. I didn't get into this for weight loss. I love the weight loss part of it.
Yeah.
But what motivates me to do what I'm doing is because people need to know this information.
Yeah.
When people have diabetes, they're told you gotta cut your carbs, count your carbs, and they'll more than likely put you on some kind of medication.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If that's all you do, it's guaranteed you're gonna have diabetes for the rest of your life.
Mm.
Because that path, it's impossible for that path to lead to remission of diabetes. What do I mean by remission? Blood glucose levels under control for at least 3 months with zero medication. Mm. Now, I have many clients that today, they're not on insulin, they're not on anything.
Yeah.
No medication, just food. Mm. And their glucose levels are normal. Mm. So, how can that happen? Let me kind of explain a little bit about what is the cause of diabetes. Mm. All right. We think that when you eat carbs, let's say you eat a potato, and your glucose jumps up, you're like, oh man, I gotta stop eating potatoes. That's logical. Right. I mean, I wouldn't blame nobody for thinking no different.
Right.
But here's what you need to know. The reason why your glucose shot up is because of what you ate before you ate the potato. Because why is it somebody else can eat it and their glucose don't jump?
Right.
It's because of what you ate before. You see, diabetes is caused by something that we call fat toxicity. Fat toxicity is fat stored in tissue that's not designed to store fat. What am I talking about? Your muscle cells. The 80% of the glycogen stored in the form of 80% of the carbohydrates stored in the form of glycogen is stored in your muscle cells. All right? Glucose is stored in muscle cells, 80% of it. The other 20% is in your liver. But if you have fat in your muscle cell, it's very difficult for glucose to get in. So what is diabetes? Let's just talk. What's the definition of diabetes? Yeah. Elevated glucose level in your blood. Okay. Well, if the definition of diabetes is elevated glucose in the blood, then you might wonder, well, if the glucose is supposed to come down from the bloodstream, where is it supposed to go? Mm. Most people never thought about that. It's supposed to go into your muscle cells. Mm. All right? So when we eat, if you eat a potato, the glucose in your blood is supposed to go up because that is a body's natural source of energy. Once it gets into the muscle cell, and then the mitochondria uses that for energy. That's what's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. But if before you ate the potato, you ate a food that's high in saturated fat, that saturated fat gets in your muscle cells, or it goes into the bloodstream, and from the bloodstream into the muscle cells. And when saturated fat is in your muscle cells, glucose is hard to get in. Mm. So if you stop eating foods with saturated fat, the saturated fat that's in the muscle cells can come out, then glucose can come in, then you can be on the path towards remission of diabetes. I had a lady in my in one of my programs who, so let me define what fasting glucose levels are supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So fasting means you've gone at least 8 hours without eating. Mm-hmm. So if you've gone 8 hours without eating, and then you measure, you know, you prick your finger, you measure your blood glucose level, it should be between 70 and 100.
Okay.
If it's between 100 and 125, that's called pre-diabetes. Mm. Anything over 125 is diabetes. So this lady was on three different types of medication, and her fasting glucose was 170. Mm. On three different types of medications.
Wow.
So if she had seen a doctor right then and there, the doctor would have done what? Put her on more medication.
More medication, right.
I told her, listen, I need you to eliminate all saturated fat and oils from your diet.
Yeah.
Eat below the red line and watch what happens.
Yeah.
In 4 days, her fasting glucose was below 100 and she stopped taking her pills.
Wow.
That was in September.
Wow.
That was in September.
Yeah.
Almost a year. She's still in my coaching program. It's still normal.
Right. What's some examples of saturated fat?
Saturated fat is in all meat, all dairy, fish, all animal foods have saturated fat in it. All animal foods have saturated fat in it. So when you're eating any type of animal-based food, you're eating saturated fat. You can't, there's no way around it. I don't care if it's lean meat. I don't care if it's organic free range. I don't care if it's grass-fed. I don't care. It's got saturated
fat. What about egg whites?
Still got it.
Man.
Still got it.
And so here's a question, right? So like, you know, and I'm going to use myself for an example. What I've been doing is I've been doing intermittent fasting. And so for 16 hours a day, I don't eat.
Yep.
I eat one meal. And that meal has to be between 12 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Okay.
Right? I eat one meal.
So 8 hour feeding window. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have an 8 hour feeding window.
Yeah.
I have been eating, you know, egg whites because, you know, I box, right? So I've been boxing a lot, sweating a lot, play basketball. So I've been using that as a, you know, as a way to kind of keep my body moving, hopefully build up my metabolism, things of that nature. And I've been, you know, like literally about a month and a half I've been doing it, right?
Yeah.
And again, from a weight loss perspective, I'm happy, right? Because I'm noticing my shirts are bigger, my pants size, you know. So I'm losing weight. You know, I'm getting some good body structure, things of that nature. So I'm gonna stick to that. But when I check my blood pressure, though, my blood pressure is still high, and I'm like, well, maybe it's the egg whites, right? Maybe it's the egg whites. But for the most part, I haven't been eating like fried foods or anything like
that's
that.
Good.
Like, what is that?
So blood pressure, that's a separate conversation. So let's talk about blood pressure.
Okay. Yeah.
So blood pressure, there are four different mechanisms that cause increased blood pressure from food. Mm. The first one is the viscosity of your blood. What is viscosity? Viscosity is a fluid's resistance to flow. Mm. Let me break it down differently. Molasses, that's thick. You know, you pour molasses versus a glass of water.
Yep.
You know, molasses is thick. Imagine trying to pump your blood if it's thick like molasses or if it's thin like water. Which one do you think your blood pressure is going to be lower?
Low is going to be the water. Water, right.
Exactly.
When you eat foods that's high in saturated food, it increases the viscosity of your blood. And it gives you what we call sludge blood.
Yep.
And when, because it gets thicker.
Right.
It's going to drive your blood pressure up for about up to 10 hours after you eat. It takes a while for your body to clear it out.
Yeah.
But of course, by 10 hours between breakfast, you're going to eat again.
Right.
And then after lunch, in 8 hours, you're going to eat again.
Right.
So you constantly keep hitting it. That's one mechanism.
Yeah.
Another mechanism is what we call atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis is a process of your arteries getting clogged. Mm. And when I say arteries getting clogged, I want you to think of a water hose.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual wall of the water hose, that gets thicker and thicker. So the inside part where the water's supposed to go gets smaller and smaller. And if you got a smaller area to pump the water through, in this case the blood through, the pressure's going to go up. Like when you was a kid, you ever put your thumb at the end of a water hose and it shoots the water way across,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's because it only has a little bit of space to go through. It increases pressure. Same thing happens inside your body.
Ah, that was a great example.
So
cuz I could visualize that.
You can visualize. Right? Yeah. So when the area that the blood can flow through is smaller and smaller and smaller, your pressure's going up. Right?
And it's smaller because of the fat that's surrounding it. So
the artery wall itself. Right. Think of the hose. Right. Think of a garden hose.
Right.
And imagine you cut the garden hose in half.
Right.
And you're looking at it. The wall of the garden hose. Atherosclerosis goes in that. And that starts getting bigger on the outside and on the inside. And as it gets bigger on the inside, the amount of space where the blood got to flow is even less and less and less.
Got it.
Okay?
Got it.
And when you eat below the red line, that thickness of the garden hose wall or the thickness of your arteries, that can be reversed and go back down. And then that's going to lower your blood pressure.
And keeping in that theme, right, is, you know, I always hear that if you eat the right foods, the food should be healing you.
Exactly.
Right? And so while you have all of these people, it's 80%, and myself included, of these 80% of Americans who are obese and overweight, does eating below the red line heal you?
So the answer is eating below the red line can reverse a plethora of chronic diseases. Mm. It can reverse a plethora of chronic diseases. If you look at the, in our country, we spend $3.5 trillion with a T. Mm. We spend $3.5 trillion on healthcare costs. Mm. 80% of them is chronic diseases. Mm. 80, between 80 and 85.
Wow.
The other, you know, 15, 20% is like car accidents, like an acute injury.
Right.
You're playing basketball, you sprain your ankle, stuff like that, or you get elbowed in the face. You know what I'm saying? So those are acute injuries. That's 15, maybe 20% of our health care costs. 80% is things like heart disease.
Wow.
Things like diabetes.
Wow.
You know, things like, you know, high cholesterol. Different. Those are chronic diseases.
And things that you can control.
And it's caused by your lifestyle.
Wow.
The food that you eat. Are you getting exercise? Are you getting sleep? Are you managing your stress levels? These are the things that generate real health, and our healthcare system does not address that.
Yeah.
Because that's true wellness from the inside out.
Right.
If you give your body what it needs, it'll thank you for it.
Mm.
It still blows my way to see the power of what lifestyle can do to people's long-term and short-term health. And you start seeing it right away. So I would say right now, you're probably eating even. So the first thing, you're doing intermittent fasting. That's a good thing. I'm a fan of intermittent fasting. But if I looked at all of the foods that you eat within that 8-hour window, I'm sure a lot of it is above the red line. Mm-hmm. If within that 8-hour window, the foods that you was eating was below the red line, you would be probably losing about 3-4 pounds a week.
Mm.
And the first, we had a lady, I'm gonna show you this. So I printed up this book.
Yes, sir.
All right. So the first page, we're talking blood pressure. Maybe we talk about. So you could look at the blood pressure drops there. The next one is some diabetes ones. okay? Then you see some feet on the scale, and then you see this chart. You see this chart?
Yep.
All right. We run our 5-day challenge every month. Mm-hmm. The top one are the results, the top 10 or 12 results from my June 26th challenge and then from my July 24th challenge. Mm-hmm. Read the top name. Now, this is in 5 days. How much weight does Sandra lose in 5 days?
Sandra lost 13 pounds. 13 pounds in 5 days. Wow. Leg swelling is down. Blood pressure way down. Haven't taken Tylenol in 5 days.
It's like magic.
Wow.
That's...
Andrea, 11.9. Increased mobility, energy, mental focus, reduce inflammation, which is my problem. Look, so I play basketball. That's how I tore my Achilles. Well, yeah. I partially tore my Achilles.
Yeah.
Because I was playing basketball and I would have known this before that, but I realized that your tearing of your Achilles is due to inflammation.
That's exactly right.
And so if my Achilles wasn't inflamed, if I was eating the right things, right? And so 11.9, increased mobility, energy, mental focus, reduce inflammation.
And you could go down and read so much. And listen, we get hundreds of people on our challenge every month.
Yeah.
And we get, I have month after month after month. It looks just like, I just gave you the last two of them. And you can read some of them. I got more energy. I have osteoarthritis and have had minimal joint pain.
Wow. Wow.
And she lost 10.6 pounds in 5 days.
Wow. Look at this July 24th, right? Chanel.
Yeah.
13.9. After 13 years on insulin and fasting glucose in the 160s, stopped insulin after the third day of the challenge. Fasting glucose 97 without insulin. Wow.
That's the information that the world needs to know.
Hold on, below the red line.
You feel me?
Wow. And this is important. You know why? Because I feel like, I mean, you know, again, even as I speak about myself, I feel like even in this last 2 months that I've been, you know, very intentional about what I put in my body, very intentional about what I eat. I feel better.
Yes.
Right? I feel better.
Yeah.
I've been sleeping better.
Yes.
Right? And so no longer, like, it's crazy because I work really, really hard. And a lot of times, you know, I go to sleep and even if I get 5 hours, 6 hours, whatever, I wake up tired.
Yeah.
I wake up like I didn't sleep.
Yeah.
Like I wake up like I just took a half an hour nap and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And as I started to eat better, I automatically started sleeping better.
Yeah.
And now I'm waking up feeling rested.
Yeah.
And that's all through making sure that I'm eating the right things. And so I'm wondering, because like I said, like I know eggs, you know, egg white, because I've been sticking to my egg whites. My egg whites, my multigrain bread, and it's been working.
Yeah.
But I wonder what eating below the red line is going to do.
If I just let you give me 5 days on my challenge, you are going to be like one of these people. This is the top like 10 to 12 people out of there was 83 people that reported.
Yeah.
All right. The average of the 83 people that reported weight loss was 4 pounds in 5 days. That was average. That was average. But you know, obviously, I put the top. But that Chanel in July, that one got me, like you said, 13.9. But hers was 9 days because she got the information early and she started early. Okay.
And so, look, even Derek lost 11 pounds, more alert, sleeping better.
That's what I'm talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Knees weren't stiff. Miss Kim, knees weren't stiff, more energy, and haven't needed coffee. Wow. Ooh, for my ladies, Niji. Says no menstrual cramps, improved sleep and mood, swelling down in legs and ankles. Wow. So what's wrong with the way we treat diabetes now?
So the problem with the way we treat diabetes today is, number one,
Doctors do not get trained on how to use nutrition to put it into remission. Now, I am not saying it's a conspiracy theory. Right. The doctor's out to get paid. I'm not saying that.
Right.
The system that they're in, when they go through medical school.
Right, medicine.
It's medicine.
Right.
It's called medical school for a reason.
Right.
It's medicine. And doctors will tell you that when they are in medical school, they're trained. Diabetes is a lifetime disease.
Wow.
That's what they are indoctrinated with.
Wow.
They don't know that it's caused by saturated fat and by food. Wow. And so if you stop eating foods with high saturated fat and you give your body a chance to release the saturated fat that's in your muscle cell, then glucose can come in. Wow. And if glucose is getting into the muscle cell, guess what? It's not in the bloodstream anymore.
Wow.
And your diabetes is in remission. So the thing that, so that's the thing that I think everybody needs to know about diabetes,
yeah,
is that it is caused by saturated fat in the muscle cells, saturated fat in the liver cells. And then when you get saturated fat in the pancreas, then you got full-fledged diabetes.
Yeah. And so, I'm harping on diabetes, right? Because I just, like, I'm still shocked by what I just read, right?
I know.
For somebody to be that young, right? So this is a young lady who, you know, because of diabetes, had a leg amputated. You know, my mom actually, God rest her soul, passed away about, you know, 2019. From complications from having a stroke due to diabetes.
That's right.
Right? And so, you know, I've never had diabetes. I've went to the doctor. They've said I'm pre-diabetic.
Okay.
Right? They've tried to put me on medicine, but I'm anti-medicine.
Yeah.
I'm for food healing us, you know? And so I've taken it upon myself to make sure that the food heals. Us as a community specific.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Specifically,
right?
You know, we suffer from diabetes,
yes,
at a high rate, but also heart disease.
Yes, yes.
And you have said or believe that heart disease can be cured with food. Talk to us about that.
So, heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the U.S. and in Western civilization.
Wow.
In 2021, in the U.S. alone, 695,000 people died of heart disease. Almost 700,000 people died of heart disease.
Wow.
And I am sure very few of them knew the power of eating this below the red line foods. Mm. Foods with very low saturated fat or no saturated fat. So what is heart disease? Heart disease, the majority of heart disease is what we call ischemic heart diseases, which is some type of blockage. Mm-hmm. And blockage of the arteries that come out of the heart is caused by atherosclerosis. That example that I gave you of the water hose, mm-hmm, that you cut in half, and the wall, the thickness of the wall of the water hose, imagine that being, that's the thickness of your artery. Mm. Okay, if that gets thicker and thicker and thicker, and you got less space in here, that's the high blood pressure. Mm. But then if that's got thick, that's called atherosclerosis. If that ruptures, now you got a complete blockage.
Wow.
And that's a heart attack. If it happens to an artery from your heart, it's a heart attack. Mm. If it happens to an artery to your brain, it's a stroke. If it happens to an artery in your foot, that's gangrene. Mm. If it happens to an artery that from the inside, but to the outside, it's an aneurysm. Mm. It's the same pathology. Now, I'm sorry, I'm giving you a lot, man. Okay. Now, here's the thing that is that got me. The reason that I'm doing what I'm doing now, what got me was in 2011, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. The blood pressure wasn't high enough for them to put me on meds yet. The cholesterol was. Mm. It's 2011. I had the high cholesterol and I asked my doc, hey, you want to put me on these pills to get that cholesterol down. What else can I do other than take the pills?
Yeah.
You know what he told me? Runs in your family. Ain't nothing you can do. Mm. Mm. How many of us hear that? Mm. It's hereditary.
Yeah.
It runs in your family. Well, you know what else runs in your family? The way you eat. Mm. You probably eat the same way your mom eat. She eat the same way her grandmama eat, and so forth and so on. Yeah. You can change that.
Yeah.
So for some reason, when he told me there's nothing I can do, the first thing that hit my mind was, okay, he don't know there's nothing else I can do. That don't mean that there's nothing else that can be, that could happen.
Facts.
There definitely could be something that he don't know about. Mm. And I don't know why I believed it, but I believed that I could eat differently and would change it. My training, my background is in chemical engineering. I like science, and I just started looking for scientific data on what are the best foods to eat to reverse heart disease, to lower cholesterol, to lower blood pressure. And I found out that if you eat tons of fruits, tons of vegetables, beans, lentils, potatoes, split peas, chickpeas, corn, oatmeal, if you eat foods like that, you can lower cholesterol. Mm. And so what I did was I found this doctor by the name of Caldwell Esselstyn. Mm. He wrote a book called Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. Mm. And he wrote it based on a study, a primary research that he did, where he brought in 198 people. He trained them on how to eat this way, and they all had heart disease. And he said, okay, go out, and I'm going to follow you guys for the next 3.5 years. All right, 21 of them said, that's all right. That's all right. I still want to keep eating chicken. I still want to keep eating, you know, mac and cheese. I'm going to keep eating that, and I'm going to do what my doctor says. That's what 21 of them said. 177 of them said, okay, I'm going to try this. You reversing heart disease? I'm going to try this. So of the 21, how many of you them you think got worse? Of the 21, how many got worse in the next 3 years? 13. Mm. 62%.
Right.
62% got worse.
Yeah.
On the people that follow his plan, how many got worse? One.
Wow.
One out of 177. That's 0.6%.
Wow.
Versus 62%. I saw the data and said, I'm in.
Wow.
This should lower my cholesterol. I did 100% what Dr. Esselstyn said. My total cholesterol went from 240 to 132.
Wow.
In 6 weeks.
Wow.
The bad cholesterol went from 170 down to 78 in 6 weeks. So I knew right then and there, this is something special. And so the more I studied, the more that I realized that almost all chronic diseases is caused by what we do. Mm. Just the definition. What's the definition of a chronic disease? It's something that takes a long time to develop.
Yeah.
Right? An acute injury is like a one-time thing. Mm. But chronic means it takes 30, 40, 50, 60 years to get a heart attack.
Yeah.
But it starts from when you were a kid. Mm. You know, from when you eating cheeseburgers
Doritos.
And hot dogs and Doritos as a kid.
Right.
It starts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you can not only stop the progression, you can actually reverse it. You can actually reverse the clogged arteries, the atherosclerotic plaques, by eating below the red line.
Wow, wow, wow. And so, man, like, this is so exciting because I'm like, all right, what is the effect, right? So now we go through the five-day challenge. Is there, you know, I've always heard, like, the reason why we have these cravings is because of parasites and worms and things that you have in your body that's asking for this food, and that's why we have these cravings. How long does it take eating below the red line to, like, get rid of these cravings and these things that's going to force us to, you know, go in the wrong direction?
A couple things. 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
About 3 to 4 weeks. And you need more training in addition to that. The five-day challenge, the purpose of that is to get people an incredible result, like what you saw in the book, right?
Yeah.
Like, and now after those 5 days, people are like, whoa, it can do all of that?
Yeah.
But, okay, so that they understand, they have the knowledge, but They still love the food that they grew up on. Now, it takes longer than 5 days in order to change your desires about food. Yeah. That, we got a longer coaching program in order to change your habits on that.
And talk to me about water.
Okay.
Right? How does water function as it relates to losing weight, right? Because, like, you know, I've seen or I've heard people say, man, you need a gallon of water or you need this amount of water. Like, does water, is water necessary as it relates to weight loss?
So the main strategy and science behind weight loss is calorie density. That's the main science behind it. Now, having said that, water is also important for two reasons. Mm-hmm. Number one, your body is made up primarily of water.
Yeah.
Number two, when you eat below the red line, you're eating a high fiber diet. Mm. And when you eat foods that are high in fiber, combined with drinking enough water, mm-hmm. what happens is your digestive system starts to move. People, like, one of the first things we get in a challenge, they know something different, is my bowels are moving like 3-4 times a day. We had a lady just on the call last night. She was like, I don't know what's going on, but like stuff is happening that wasn't normally happening.
Right.
So, but your question on the amount of water you need, that I normally tell people, I won't give you the amount. What I would say is monitor your urine. Mm. If your urine is clear, you hydrate it. Mm. Like very light yellow to clear, you hydrate it. If your urine is like yellow to dark yellow, yeah. or if it's a smell to it, you ain't hydrated enough.
Wow.
You gotta drink more water.
Wow.
And water, not Coca-Cola, right. not Welch's grape. Right. I mean, you got to drink water.
Vitamin water, I could drink vitamin water.
Vitamin water is okay, but yeah. I mean, if you're eating plant-based, you'll get your vitamins from the food.
Yeah. No, I was joking because vitamin water, it got a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah,
so it's like a Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, product. I always teach people in my program is how to read labels, look for the ingredients, and look at the nutrition label. Yeah. That's what you got to make your decision based on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so you know, you talk about eating more of what of anything but you know below the red line. Where does this thought process around carbohydrates come from? Because I know, like, I try to stay. I'm everybody telling me the carbs is going through my gut. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a six pack like you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, nah, I'm not. You know, I'm not eating no carbs. But you're saying carbohydrates are okay.
I'm glad that you brought that up because there are three macronutrients, right? Protein, carbs, and fats. Mm-hmm. Every food that you eat got some combination of protein, carbs, fat, and water, mm-hmm. right? Everything that you eat. Carbs get vilified because they are a lot, because they can be processed. But I don't want to, but it's a misnomer to vilify the entire macronutrients,
right?
Because green leafy vegetables, I don't think anybody would disagree with me if you say that green leafy vegetables is healthy.
Absolutely.
They mostly carbs.
Okay.
Don't tell me that your objective is to avoid carbs when we all know your kale and your spinach and your collard greens, your mustard greens, that's like some of the healthiest foods that you can eat is green leafy vegetables. Well, guess what? The same thing with vegetables and potatoes and beans and lentils and all of these foods that are so healthy, they're high in carbs. So don't vilify the macronutrient. Vilify. Now, if it's a processed carb, okay. Now, we ain't talking about cakes and cookies and this type
Doritos.
Of thing, right? So those are processed foods. What I want you to eat is foods that is grown from the ground. And those foods are high in carbs. Mm. So what I want you to avoid is foods that are processed. When I say processed, look, you try to read these ingredients. I need my glasses to read these ingredients.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. I may look young, but next month I turn 61 years old.
Oh, blessings.
And so it don't nothing change the eyes, so I still need this.
So eating below the red line doesn't give you
it outside. It don't fix that. But I tell you this, though.
Yeah.
I have had people whose vision improved because of the blood flow in their eyes.
Mm.
Because one of the biggest causes of blindness is diabetic retinopathy. Mm. And diabetic retinopathy is caused by atherosclerosis in the veins and arteries that feed the retina.
Wow.
And if you're not getting good blood flow to the retina, that's going to affect your vision.
Wow.
And I have had clients that's like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Well, my wife, when my wife started eating this way, she was like, because my wife, she had a stroke years ago from a virus that she picked up. And ever since then, her, you know, she had the vision went down in one of her eyes.
Yeah.
And after, you know, we started doing this, she went to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor said it ain't never gonna get better.
Wow.
That's not true. All right. But anyway, let's get to this. What I was gonna say about processed food is, okay, right? This is what I train people. Read the ingredients.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna read this ingredients. Number one ingredient is corn. Okay.
Corn's below the red line.
It is.
Let's go, baby.
It is.
Let's go, Doritos.
It is.
Let's go, Doritos.
The next ingredient is vegetable oil.
Look, vegetable is below the red line.
Vegetable oil is the highest calorie density food on the planet. Nothing is higher than oil. If there's one thing you wanted to do, lose weight, the single best thing you could do to lose weight is eliminate all oils.
What about olive oil?
All oils. Every oil. Let me break it
so
down.
So I
this
cook
way.
My egg. That's probably what it is. That's why I cook my egg whites in olive oil because they told me olive oil is better.
And olive oil does have some healthy properties. Right. It is a monounsaturated fat, and monounsaturated fats can bring down the bad cholesterol. That's fine. But the reason why, if you're trying to lose weight, you don't want to consume oil. Let me break it down this way. If we look at the number of calories per gram.
Yeah.
All right. The number of calories per gram of a carbohydrate is 4. Mm. For protein, it's 4. Protein has 4 calories per gram. Mm. Carbohydrates, 4 calories per gram. How about fat? 9.
Mm.
How about water? None.
Mm.
Okay, well, wait a minute. If fat is 9 and carbohydrate is 4, why in the world do you think that I need to cut out my carbs? No, you need to cut out the fat.
Mm.
And oil is 100% fat.
Wow.
Nothing has a higher calorie density than oil. We've had people that only thing they did differently was just cut the oil out for 5 days. Mm. We had a lady that was vegan, and she couldn't figure out why she couldn't lose weight. She was a vegan. And by the way, we don't emphasize a vegan diet because vegan diet just tells you what not to eat.
Right.
It don't tell you what to eat.
Right, right, right.
It just say don't eat animals and don't eat dairy, right? But you can eat Oreo cookies. You can eat...
Oreos is vegan.
Oreo cookies is vegan. You know, you could eat candy. You could eat French fries. You can eat fried this, that, and the other. And there's a million unhealthy vegan foods.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so if you eat unhealthy vegan foods, you're going to be unhealthy.
Yeah.
So we're not saying... You know, that vegan is the way to go. What I'm saying is eat below the red line, which is going to be plant-based. All right, so oil is the worst thing that you ever want to eat if you want to gain weight. Because, again, 9 calories per gram.
Wow.
Nothing is higher than that.
Wow.
Nothing is higher than that. So if all you did is eliminate oil and foods that contain oil, if that's all you did, you would start losing weight.
Wow.
And that's the number 2 ingredient in here is oil. The next ingredient... is salt, then cornstarch, then tomato powder, then lactose whey, skim milk, onion powder, sugar, garlic powder, monosodium glutamate, maltodextrone made from corn, cheddar cheese, milk, cheese cultures, enzymes, dextrose, malic acid, corn syrup, solids, buttermilk, natural and artificial flavors, sodium acetate. Do you know what this stuff is, man?
I don't know. And it's giving me a headache as you're saying it.
Why you want to put it in your body?
Like, as you said it, my head is spinning. I'm like, can he stop? This is these big words.
Why would you want to put that in your body? And it's only a couple of more. I got a couple left. So sodium acetate, artificial color, red number 40, blue number 1, yellow number 5, spice, citric
isn't that pork?
Acid.
Isn't that made by pork?
Look, I don't know what it's made of, but I ain't eating it.
All right,
look. I ain't putting it in my body.
Yeah.
Disodium inosinate, disodium guanylate.
Mm. The last two ingredients start with di.
What I tell people is, if you don't know what's in it, if you don't know what it is, don't eat it.
Yeah.
Don't eat it.
Yeah.
The only when you corn. Let's start with corn. Okay, then just let's just do corn. Right. Let's just do corn.
Right.
Now I'm gonna give you another statistic that blew my mind. So I'm one of these crazy dudes that like math. I like calculus. I like algebra, and I started fooling around with some algebraic equations and studying the makeup of calories in this bag. So the main ingredient in this, in corn chips, is corn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on a per calorie basis, what percentage of the calories you think come from corn?
Man, with all those ingredients, I would probably say like 8%.
You are dead on.
Mm.
Only 7%.
Wow.
Comes from corn.
Wow.
93% comes from the oil.
Wow.
Because the calorie density is so high, it doesn't take much for it to be the largest contributor.
Right.
So when you eat this, you say you got to avoid the carbs. You think you're avoiding the carbs. No, the problem with this is that oil.
Wow.
That's what drives the calorie density so high.
Wow. Wow. And so I you know, this wouldn't be Inside the Vault if I don't ask this, right? A lot of, Greatest Money Mindset show on the planet. A lot of people, you know, in these testimonials that I read talked about clearness, talked about the ability to sleep better, things of that nature. How does eating below the line affect your bottom line?
Oh, my goodness.
Affect your money?
Yeah. Let's talk about that. And there's so many ways we can talk about that. Number one, if most people think eating healthy gonna cost them more money.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't bought it in over 12 years. How much is bacon? How much a pack of bacon?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
$8, $9 or something like
that. Bacon eaters
there. A pound.
Look.
Right. But
was it $8? Is it $8? Look, it's good.
Maybe $8 for a pound of bacon?
Yeah.
All right. How many beans you think you could buy for $8?
Oh, man. You could buy a whole case.
Exactly.
Of beans, right.
Exactly.
Right.
How about chicken breasts?
Yep.
Compared to a 5-pound bag of potatoes?
Mm. Yeah, like.
It's no comparison. The food that we eaten, there was a time when it was called peasant food.
Mm.
Rice.
Yeah.
Beans. Corn,
yeah.
Potatoes, that's the bulk vegetables, fruits. The most expensive foods that you can eat are meats.
Mm.
What's salmon? I don't know.
Yeah, salmon. Salmon's good, though, too.
Like $15 a pound? I don't know, man.
$15 to $20. Like
a pound?
Especially if you get wild caught, because they tell you, don't get the ones.
Don't get that farm raised.
Right, so you get wild caught, you're talking $15, $20.
And there's nothing that I eat that's that expensive.
Mm.
So for your Inside the Vault fans that's focusing on money, that's the first thing is number one. The cost, I'll never forget interviewing one of my coaching clients a couple of years ago. He told me, Vince, not only am I feeling better, not only have I lost weight, not only do I have more clarity, I am so grateful to you. And by the way, me and my wife, our food bill went down $500 a month.
Wow. Okay.
I said, what? He said, our food bill went down $500 a month.
Wow.
Okay. So that's the first savings. The second savings is what you paying on doctor's visits.
Mm.
What you paying on medication.
Mm.
What you paying on, and I don't want to bring this up, but if you got diabetes, what's that costing you? If you got heart disease, if you got high cholesterol, what's that costing you?
Yeah.
You know, we don't take into consideration the long-term effects of what we eating and what the true cost is.
Absolutely, yeah.
What's the true cost of not getting a heart attack?
Mm. Priceless.
That's what we're talking about.
Priceless.
So with all
of the wealth building strategies that you share, you want to be around to enjoy this money for as long 100%. As possible.
100%.
And I want your followers, your listeners, your audiences to be as healthy as possible so you can spend, you can enjoy this all this money that you're making. I mean, if you're making all this money and you're in a bed sick someplace, that ain't no fun.
No fun.
So focus on your wellness. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, because if you focus on your wellness, if all you do is eat below the red line, eat as much fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, lentils, split peas, chickpeas, oatmeal, brown rice, when you eat those foods, get out and move your body. Your body needs to be moved. You talked about sleep. Sleep is ridiculously important. You're absolutely right on the sleep. Your love and support and social, being part of a, being an integral part and having a purpose. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And train your brain. Learn new things. You know, 90% of Alzheimer's and dementia can be prevented. Can be prevented. One of the major causes of dementia is that atherosclerosis that I talked about. When that happens to veins and arteries to your brain, you're not getting the right blood flow. If you're not getting the right blood flow, you're not getting the right nutrients. And you go years and years and years of that, and that's the beginning of the decline of your cognition.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. So if you in order to prevent dementia, it's a couple of things. Number one, whole food plant-based diet. That's the most start from that. You got to eat that. Number two, you got to move.
Yeah.
I mean, I got some clients that they are really overweight. They're so overweight that they really can't walk, can't even hardly walk that well because of joint. And I have them do exercises in the chair. You know, I mean, if you could do chair.
Right.
I mean, and there's videos on that, right? But move your body, you know what I'm saying? Until through the food, they start losing weight. And then I want them to walk. Right. And then after you feel comfortable walking, I want you to walk up to 30 minutes. Can you walk up to 45 minutes? And if you can do that, put a little bit of jog. So it's a slow process, but you got to move your body. You got to eat right. You got to move your body. You need to rest.
Yeah.
And you got to do things that challenge your brain. Keep learning. Like, I know the people that follow you keep learning because you keep dropping so much knowledge on them.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And there's so many things that you can do to increase your financial well-being. These things keep learning, right? You can't just keep using the same strategies you've been using if you don't like the results you're getting.
100%.
You got to do something different.
100%.
That means you got to keep learning.
Yeah.
And as you keep learning, the brain, you create new neural connections, and the brain needs that in order to stay as healthy as possible.
Yeah.
And you follow those things, man, and your physical health can give you what you want, man.
Man, look, you got everything to gain, right, and weight to lose. So I need you to join that 5-day challenge. I'm joining the challenge. I'm going to join the challenge. I'm gonna join the challenge because, again, so I'm almost like imagining. I'm like, if I could release 26 pounds in 2 months, that's an average of 13 pounds. And I'm looking on this, right? That's an average of 13 pounds a month. And I'm looking here and somebody lost 13 pounds in 5 days. I said, wait, hold on. Let me see what can happen in 5 days. So I'm going to join the 5-day challenge with all of my insiders. I need you to join with me. If they want to join the challenge, where can they find it?
So we're creating a special site just for Ash Cash followers. It's called, you see on the bottom, see on the bottom of every page, theredlinechallenge.com/Ash.
Let's go. Listen, y'all, I need y'all to join with me. I need y'all to go to theredlinechallenge.com/Ash. I'm going to join the challenge with you. So I'm joining the challenge with you. You're going to see me in the Facebook group. You're going to see me. We're going to be talking and we're going to be sharing. We're going to be celebrating. And look, next time I want my testimonial in a book too, because look, we're going to shed some of this. I'm going to eat book. And I can't eat. So no olive oil.
Brother, you don't want to consume that. If you are trying to lose weight.
And I'm thinking about it. It's a lot, though. It's a lot of olive oil because I use that to cook. I cook my egg whites with onions. And
But we ain't going to have you do egg whites. But here's the thing. But we're going to get rid of the egg whites, too. But here's the thing on the olive oil. All right, 1 tablespoon. How many calories you think is in 1 tablespoon of oil?
I don't know.
120.
Wait, hold up. Wait a minute. What?
In one tablespoon.
He was finished. What?
120 in 1 tablespoon. If you do 4 tablespoons, that's almost 500 calories. In other words, look,
You can either have this
or like 4 tablespoons Sheesh. Of oil.
Yo, the redlinechallenge.com, y'all. /Ash. Yo, and so it's crazy because every health, everywhere they're telling you olive oil is the best.
So let me explain that. So olive oil is a monounsaturated fat. There's different types of fats, right?
Right.
The saturated fats you want to, actually, the worst fat ever are trans fats.
Right.
And they're illegal now, but some of them are in meats. Right. But they usually were made for like Intamin's pastries and stuff like that, like Twinkies, had trans fats. That's the worst fat ever.
Right.
Automatically cause heart disease, right. Trans fats. The next worst fat is saturated fat. Now, if you're eating animal products, you're eating a bunch of saturated fat. Mm. Coconut oil and palm oil, very high in saturated fat. I don't recommend anybody consume coconut oil. Now, I put coconut oil on my skin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's okay topically, but in your digestive system, please don't consume coconut oil because it's high in saturated fat. But the reason why, let's see, we were going with... What was I talking about? I just lost my train of thought.
No, we're talking about olive oil.
Olive oil, yeah. Right. So the reason why you don't want to consume the olive oil is because the calorie density is higher than anything possible.
Wow.
Now, the fact that I was talking about monounsaturated fats. Yeah. So trans fats is the worst. Then saturated fats you definitely want to avoid. Then there's monounsaturated and polyunsaturated.
Yeah.
Those are health promoting.
Right.
Those are health promoting.
Right.
All right. But I would rather you eat the olives.
Right.
I would rather you have flaxseed, chia seed, and hemp seed.
Yeah.
You'll get the monounsaturated fat, but in a healthy whole food form. Yeah. If you eat the olives, is the oil in there? Yeah, it's in there. But it's not 100% fat.
Yeah.
The oil, basically, you got to take a bunch of olives, press to get the fat out, throw away the vitamins, throw away the minerals, throw away the protein, throw away the carbohydrate, and all we got now is 100% fat.
Wow.
And when you consume that 100% fat, it can get into your bloodstream pretty quickly.
Wow.
Okay.
Liquid form.
Huh?
It's in liquid form.
It's in liquid form.
So you're drinking fat. You drinking fat.
And it's in the form that is easy to become part of your fat. Versus if you eat the olive, the body got to strip it out. Well, it doesn't do that like a piece of cake. Wow. You're making it so easy for your body to hold on to it.
Wow. What about black seed oil?
Yeah, so that's more medicinal. Like, people aren't doing that. If people are consuming that, like, for medicine, if they got, sick or whatever.
Yeah. I take black seed oil every morning, like a teaspoon.
Just yeah,
like.
I mean, that's... Here's the thing. Yeah. What I recommend to everybody around supplements is that if you go whole food plant-based,
yeah,
right, where the fruits, the vegetables, the whole grains, the beans, the lentils, the oatmeal, if you eat those types of foods and stop whatever supplement you're doing, the sea moss... Bump all that stuff for a minute.
Yeah.
Give me like a month eating this way and watch what happens.
Mm.
If you still feel like you need it after a month, okay, then add it. But other than that, you're probably throwing your money away. Wow. because the main cause is the foods.
Wow.
If you fix that, now you don't need all these extra supplements.
Facts. All right, y'all. Powerful episode. Listen, we're closing out the vault and we're closing out anything above the red line. So, right? So we going to the redlinechallenge.com/Ash. Join us for this 5-day experience. It's going to save your life. It's going to save mine now as well, because that's it. No more olive oil. No more, egg whites. We're going to eat below the red line. That's it, y'all. If people wanted to connect with you, where can they connect with you?
You can find me on Facebook at Vince Roundtree or on my Facebook, Food Fixer Experience. Before I leave, I wanted to show you one thing.
Yep.
So turn to this page where you see these people holding these gallons of water.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You see, it's probably like the third or fourth page, and you see all these people holding these gallons.
Yes.
Okay. All right. See this right here?
Mm-hmm.
Hold that. It's kind of heavy, right?
Yep.
You know how much that is?
It's a gallon of water.
Yep. How much that weigh?
I don't know. It feel like 4 or 5 pounds, maybe?
8 pounds.
Eight pounds.
Eight pounds.
Wow.
Now, we have a thing with our clients that for every 8 pounds they lose, we want them to take a picture with a gallon of water.
Ah.
Now, I want you to look at somebody. Look at this lady holding four gallons and three gallons. That's how much. And then look at this lady, this next lady holding 4 gallons, 5 gallons.
Wow. This is beautiful. And this is all during the challenge?
No. That's after the challenge. Okay. And then that part of my coaching program.
Okay, gotcha.
The challenge is to start, and then
wow.
We got to coach you.
So you 5 gallons, I see.
5 gallons.
42 pounds.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's a blessing. All right, sure.
This lady holding 6 gallons.
And this, look, this lady here, I love her picture right here.
Yeah.
Right, because she's holding, she's holding 6.
Yep.
And she looks like a totally different person.
Exactly.
Like, look, she ain't got the glasses on. Look. She ain't got the glasses on no more. I love it.
I want to show you Selene. Selene is a client that I know we got to have Selene's picture in here. Oh yeah. Okay. Look at this lady. She got so many that it's in the carriage. We have to put them in the, that's it right there. So she's holding 4, but it's 3 more in the carriage, so it's a total of 7. Now, you feel that right there? Imagine holding 7, and that's how much she's lost.
Wow. And that's the thing, though, too. And again, I love what you're doing, right? Because it's simplifying it, right? It's like, all right, here are the foods that you can eat.
Right.
These are the foods below the red line. Just eat those as much as you want. You're good.
Right.
But number two, the visualization of knowing, like, yo, this is 8 pounds.
Right.
Right. And right now, you know, I'm fine.
Yep.
Right. But guess what? I promise you, in the next 5 minutes, my arms are gonna be like, you know, what's going on?
You won't put it down.
And so imagine I'm walking around. This is just one.
Exactly.
Right. And so you think about like somebody like me who, you know, I'm in order for me to feel happy, I want to release 90 pounds.
Okay.
So you're saying, like, and just 10 of these, I'm walking around.
Carrying
10.
And you can't put it down.
And I can't put it down. Until now. Until I join the red. Look,
You in?
I'm in, brother. I'm in. Cause it makes like that visual, it does something to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because imagine, right? You're walking around like every day, right? I'm used to walking around with 8 gallons of water that I can't put down, that I don't want to.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yo, insiders, I need y'all to meet me. Meet me inside the Red Line Challenge. I promise you, I'm excited, brother. Hey, I'm excited.
I'm happy.
All right, y'all. We are closing out the vault. Another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Inside the Vault. Also, subscribe to us. Go to InsideTheVaultTV.com. Me, I am Ash Cash. Make sure you follow me on all social media platforms at I am Ash Cash. My website, IamAshCash.com. We got some behind-the-scenes footage with Vince Roundtree. So make sure y'all join the Abundance Community. Go to AbundanceCommunity.org. I'll see you next time in God's will. And hopefully the next time you see me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in a large. Forget this. This is a 2X, and I'm already down to an extra large. But hopefully, I don't even want y'all to see me in the XL. I want y'all to see me in a large with my guns out. With my guns out and my six-pack. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. See y'all in God's will. Peace!
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.